Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it is entertainment reporter for Fox 5, Kevin McCarthy. Hey, Kevin.
Papa Squeeze, Papa Rick, Cece.
Kevin.
How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. So you sat down with Denzel recently, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, this was crazy. So, and by the way, good morning to everybody. And I'm going to be recommending five things to watch on streaming this weekend. So we'll get into all that. But yeah, there's some good stuff out there. Actually, Jason, I think you'll be excited about it. But yeah, though, so JP is referring to an interview. So this past Saturday, it was actually last week at some point. I was tasked with interviewing Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto on one Zoom call for 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
Which was
What can you do? What a waste.
Eric, it's an interesting perspective. So I'll tell you, so there's two ways to look at that situation. I mean, if I get an email saying that I'm going to be talking to those three Academy, all of them have an Academy Award. I mean, Rami won for Bohemian Rhapsody, Jared won for Dallas Buyers Club, and obviously Denzel Washington has one for Glory and
Rami
Training Day. So I get this email, and I'll tell you right now, I've never been more stressed out for an interview in a long time, because I what do you do? How do you divide the time? Who do you talk to? Like, who do you go to? And by the time I got to the interview, and you guys, I don't know if people realize how stressful these Zoom interviews can be, but in that particular situation, when you have those three Academy Award members on screen, there's a chat function in the bottom of my Zoom screen where somebody is counting me down and how much time I have left. So I kid you not, I go into the interview thinking I have 5 minutes, which is already a short amount of time, but at the same time, I'm just grateful to get them at all because they were only doing a limited amount of press. So I ask my first question. I kid you not, the 2-minute warning pops up on my screen. Oh. So I don't know if they they were rushing through the day, they were running late. So by the time I had gotten to them, I may have only had 3 or 3.5 minutes. So it was just like, but I ended up getting 4.5 because I had stretched it a little bit, but it was crazy. And Denzel Washington, I interviewed his son 2 hours later, John David Washington, mm-hmm. for this movie called Malcolm and Marie with Zendaya on Netflix. So it was just wild. Denzel Washington is one of the nicest, coolest dudes to talk to. And I definitely ended with a bit. You guys, you've seen Man on Fire. So when the time was up, I was like, Mr. Washington, in an homage to Man on Fire, I wish we had more time. And he actually completed the line with me. He said it with me, and I freaked
nice.
Out. So that was cool.
I know you can't review his Little movie thing. Yet, yeah. But can you at least tell us if it's going to be worth it?
Yeah, so I mean, like, I was texting Jason about this, so I can't review the film yet. There's embargoes and things like that. But the film, it's a crime thriller. It's coming to HBO Max. And for me, anybody who's home right now, it's perfect for that type of situation where, like, if you're home and you want to throw a movie on, that's the kind of movie, like it's a crime thriller. I texted Jason my thoughts. I'll review it next week. It comes out on Wednesday. But the cool thing is, for your audience, the movie will be available on HBO Max and in theaters on Wednesday the 27th. So you can make the decision yourself. But if you want to watch it in the comfort of your own home, you can watch a new Denzel Washington movie in the comfort of your own home. And Jared Leto's in it and Rami Malek. So it's a great cast.
So, right. So you can't. I know you can't review it. Can you give us the plot?
Yeah, so essentially Jared Leto's character is, here's what happens. The film opens up, and we know that there's some type of murderer on the loose. And Rami Malek's character is essentially working in the district, in the area, to help solve that case. And Denzel Washington's character has gone to another city or another town and comes back to assist, essentially. And Jared Leto's character is kind of one of the suspects involved, because like that, the trailers lead you to believe that he's the one they're looking for. So you actually get a really creepy performance from Jared Leto, and that's kind of like what the film does, is it rides this line of whether or not you think he did it or not. So, you know, it's Jason's right up your alley. It's right. It's literally the type of movie that you would love. And to give Jason credit, Jason actually turned the movie on for me initially, because like back when the trailers came out, I missed it. And he brought it up. You brought it up on the show one morning, and I'm like, oh, what is that? So I went back and watched it, and now here we are. So
looks like Seven to me. A little bit like Seven.
There's definitely for sure there is, and without giving anything away, there are major Seven vibes in the film because I don't know if this is crazy, and this happens in Hollywood a lot more often than I thought it did. This film was written in 1993.
Wow.
By John Lee Hancock, the director, who ended up directing it. Spielberg was supposed to direct it originally, then Clint Eastwood, and this movie's just been sitting in Hollywood since 93, so the script really hasn't change. So it actually takes place in the 90s. So it's really, I think people are going to be interested to see kind of like how Jared Leto plays it out. So,
all right. So you said you have five recommendations for things to watch. I know you sent me a text with a couple of them. Some of them were TV shows. Some of them were movies. Start with the Tom Hanks movie.
So I'm going to get through News of the World. I have a couple things to get to, but News of the World is the Tom Hanks film, and this is basically directed by Paul Greengrass. Now, Paul Greengrass, you guys all know his movies. He did the Bourne films. He did United 93. What was that movie with Matt Damon, Green Code or Green? I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Green Screen.
Whatever it was.
Bad CGI.
I think it was Green Zone, wasn't it?
Green Zone.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's Paul Greengrass. So he's a very action-packed type director. This is based on a book, and the concept is actually really interesting, especially in our day and age. It takes place a long, long time ago. And Tom Hanks' character actually goes around to different towns and reads the news to people. Like he'll take the newspapers from all over the country and read the news to people who, you know, there's
not
no Twitter,
interested
there's no...
already. He's a modern-day Liddy. He's G. Gordon.
That's
an old reference.
Premise.
Yeah, but there's some violence in it.
Yeah, there's a whole story. So basically, his character comes across a young girl who is being transported, and he and the person transporting her ends up dying. So he actually takes on the task of trying to bring her home. And while bringing her home, he runs into some bad people. There's action sequences. Tom Hanks is great in it. Is the movie mind-blowing? No, but I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, I think, we forget, because Tom Hanks is so famous, you just forget sometimes how great he is. And then you just really, when you're watching the film, you forget it's Tom Hanks. I mean, he's just that damn good as an actor. So I liked it a lot. I actually gave it a 4 out of 5. I recommend it. That movie's available on demand. So I need to be clear with these, because there's so many different options for people out there and they don't really know where to find things. News of the World is a movie that you would get like on iTunes or like on Amazon, and you would rent it for $20 for like a 48-hour period. So the reason why it's that price is because this is basically during its theatrical run. So you're basically paying $10 a ticket if you have two people to watch it in your house for 48 hours. So that's the one movie.
I saw News of the World.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So my review is it should be called Snooze of the World.
Really?
I knew that was coming.
Really?
Well, I wish you could have
been so, it is so bad. It is television melatonin.
I told you.
Yeah,
just
it's theatrical melatonin.
He's riding around on a horse to different towns and reading.
Yeah,
reading the style section to everybody.
Yeah, reading out typhoid numbers.
I'm out.
Valdez, we're reviewing movies here, not Lamar Jackson's game last week. Okay, buddy?
Look at that. Look at that.
Got his name correct. I'm impressed.
Wow.
Well, they both have something in common. They throw up snoozers.
Have you guys heard of a movie called Sound of Metal?
Have not.
No.
Actually,
no.
Is that on
Amazon
Prime?
I learned about Wall of Sound this week, though.
Guys, check this thing out. This movie is insane. So this is another movie streaming right now. So do you guys all have Amazon Prime?
Yeah. You know what? I've seen an ad for it, but I haven't clicked on it.
So here's the thing. So Amazon Prime, obviously, if you have Amazon Prime, you actually have a free streaming account to watch their shows and their movies, obviously. So this is about a heavy metal drummer. The actor's name is Riz Ahmed, who goes deaf. He's playing drums so much and not wearing hearing things to help his hearing, essentially, and he goes deaf. And the movie's about his struggle of going deaf. And the guy actually learned to play drums. He learned sign language, and he wore auditory blockers in his ear to actually perform the scenes without hearing anything. And it's this insanely brilliant performance. Cakes, I know you and I have talked about heavy metal before. It's kind of cool to see the world of heavy metal. He's like a drummer who's trying to make it. They're playing like really seedy clubs, and him and his girlfriend are, you know, traveling around, and she's the lead singer of this metal band. And just the way the movie deals with sound design, you feel like you are with him. Like, you actually understand and learn about what that would feel like for somebody to go through that. Obviously, having not gone through that, you just based your experience on kind of what this feels like. And it's truly amazing. I highly recommend it. He's going to be nominated for an Oscar. I think everyone should watch this movie if you want to learn a lot more about this community. And I think the deaf community has been very supportive of the film. So it's available on Amazon Prime Video now. Highly recommend it. It's brilliant.
All right. So you sent me a text that there are a couple episodes of TV shows, WandaVision and Euphoria, that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Euphoria's on HBO. WandaVision's getting a lot of
that's
hype.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, so, and real quick, Promising Young Woman, I think we discussed this a couple weeks ago. This is now available on demand. This was the movie I was telling you guys about where Carey Mulligan's character goes to bars sober, and she pretends to be drunk so that guys can pick her up, and she brings the guys home, and then she turns sober on them if they try to do anything terrible to her. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really interesting perspective. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailers for it, but it's a revenge film. It's brilliant. And Carey Mulligan's going to probably be nominated for an Oscar. So Promise the Young Woman you can actually get like on iTunes. Same thing as News of the World. It's a rental. Mm-hmm. The show you're mentioning, JP, I know we have to go in a minute. WandaVision, new episode today. Episode 3, love the show. If you haven't seen it, Marvel Cinematic Universe,
that's
big deal.
That's an EV show right there. He would love it. He would love WandaVision. He'd be a big fan.
When I watched it the first time, the first thing I said was, this is Eric Bickle material, for sure. And then last thing I'll mention, and I'm late to the party on this, I just watched all of Euphoria, all 8 episodes of the show, because the gentleman who created it wrote and directed a new movie called Malcolm and Marie. But today, if you're a Euphoria fan, there's a new episode of Euphoria dropping at 9 o'clock tonight on HBO Max. And this is a side story to the Jules character, played by Hunter Schafer. So if you guys are familiar with the Euphoria show, I don't know how anybody parent-wise would be watching Euphoria, because it's so disturbing. But it's incredibly well done. If you haven't seen it, it's on HBO Max. Very much recommend it. But if you are a Euphoria fan, there's a new episode coming out today. So.
All right, Kevin. Enjoy Championship Sunday.
I'm excited. I'm actually looking forward to watching Brady Player and Rodgers. I'm actually genuinely excited about that game.
Look at this guy.
Are you actually going to watch it? No.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. I'm a sucker for playoff football. So, for example, the other day when the Skins, I keep mentioning that, when the Washington football team played the Bucks, Brady's team, I was so excited to watch that game because I like underdog stories. And I loved watching Taylor, is it Heinicke or Heinicke, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed watching him play. And like when he took that dive and hit that marker, that was amazing. And you guys know I'm not a big football fan, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you watch with your father-in-law or something, or you watch with your wife?
No, Lauren and I watched it. Dude, the Ravens game the other night, we put that on too when they played the Bills. I mean, I like any type of like playoff football. Like, I was thinking that what if the Washington football team beat Tom Brady and the Bucks and continued on? That's what I went into the game with, my gut, and I'm like, that's what makes it interesting to me. So it's the playoff part of it that makes me interested. So
all right. Hey, look at that. Takes.
I kind of want to play off breakdown. Brady win with the Bucks. I really do.
All right. Well, say hi to Lauren for us.
I will. I'll talk to you guys later on. And Valdez, you know I like Lamar Jackson. I was just playing with you, man.
No, it's called a joke.
I know, buddy. It's I love
OCD. We understand.
He's going to text
jokes.
You 3 times now.
Yeah, I'll text
you 10 times tonight. I'll be
going to get a string.
Thank you, Kevin.
JPC.
Kevin McCarthy. Remember a little bit later in the show.
Boys? Are we still boys? That's what he's going to say.
Later in the show, we got John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He'll join us at 8. And Stucky to give us some big, fat winners for the weekend at 9:40 here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We open the show at 6 o'clock talking about Martin Mayhew being named the GM of the Washington football team. We had thought it was going to be Marty Herney. He's going to be an executive in some other capacity. I guess they'll be working together. And we wanted to kick around what the priorities should be for the general manager. So Martin Mayhew takes over. I think we're all going to start with the quarterback. Ron Rivera said it himself. They've got to figure out the quarterback. So that is number one. Where do you go from there?
Well, to me, that's priority 1 through 10. I mean, they just have to circle around and make sure that they get the guy that they want, they come to a consensus, and, I mean, that by far, that's the most important thing. Everything else is secondary.
And let's piece together what Charlie said. Charlie said all the guys, because we were kicking around, okay, if they can't get Watson because the price is too high and other people have better picks and might be able to put together a more enticing package – we're like, okay, well, let's go with Stafford then maybe. You know, Stafford, connect him with Mayhew. There's that connection there. And Charlie said, no, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. That every coach that interviewed there said they wanted to keep Stafford. They want to build from there.
Right. Man, so if you're Dan Campbell, if you're a wackadoo Dan Campbell.
You don't want to start over.
The one good thing you probably have going for you at this point is Matt Stafford. Like, you can build around him.
Right.
You think.
Right. So I don't know what they're going to do, man. I mean – I don't want Fitzmagic, or you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know
That's
what Cakes they're
gonna
guy. Do.
That for whatever
I know,
reason.
I know. It's so bizarre that Cakes wants the 40-year-old, you know, journeyman.
He's only.
I like him. He's fun to watch.
I think he's only 38.
And, listen, I love him, but
and I think he also fits the mold of Rivera and Turner like to have a mobile quarterback.
Cakes is so weird that he says only 38, and then other times when it's a guy
he'll
that he
destroy
doesn't like,
a guy.
He'll go, he's already 32 years old.
Well, it depends
on
the position. No, it all depends on the position, JP. There's nuance to it. If it's a running back and you're 32, of course, you're a fossil, you're old, I have no use for you. But if you're a 38-year-old quarterback and you're still productive, which is key, because Fitzmagic was still productive, but they had to rush Tua out to validate overdrafting him at number 5. So if you're 38 and you're showing signs of wear and tear, I have no use for you. But if you're still putting up numbers and you're still scorching defenses, then I have use for you. And that's Fitzmagic right now.
In my opinion, Fitzmagic is obviously better. But, I mean, Kyle Allen's like a poor man's version of that. Like, he's a mobile quarterback. He can run around, and he could do a lot of the same things. He can be inconsistent. He can have good moments and bad moments. So, I don't know.
I just think the ceiling for Fitzmagic is higher than it would ever be for Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen probably never is.
He'll never put together performances like Fitzmagic already has under his belt.
I think Kyle Allen could have a couple good games, but he probably won't throw for 28 touchdowns.
Look, I'm not saying he's the ultimate solution. I'm just saying that if he wants a vet and you're not looking to pay that vet $30-plus million, he's an option. He's not going to be
First thing they do, though, is have a real sit-down with Alex, and they thank him for his contributions, and they tell him, though, that they're going to let him go because they just need to have something that they can rely on a little more health-wise.
Right.
And then I want them to sign Heinicke to have him in the room, and then you got to find that third guy. I don't know who it's going to be. I have no idea.
Well, like we said,
I don't want it to be Cam Newton. I mean, I don't know.
So when you say sign the third or find the third guy, you mean find the number one guy.
Right, find the most important
Potentially, yeah. But it depends on the caliber of player. Like if you...
Well, it depends on the options.
If you bring in a journeyman veteran, if you bring in Mitch Trubisky, I'm not necessarily certain he'd beat those guys out.
Would you be happy with Jimmy Garoppolo if he comes free and he becomes available?
I think it would be an upgrade. He'd probably be healthy, and he'd probably put up decent. Now his numbers.
Here's the
are
thing about
good.
Garoppolo. Cakes hates him, but Garoppolo, it's kind of unfair to hammer him because he's been with San Francisco for 3.5 years. Okay, so he came in, he was traded, he came in, he won his first 5 games, then the other 2 full years he was hurt. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the one healthy year that he had where he played 16 games, he went to a Super Bowl. Now, the other 2 years, he got hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's the answer. I'm just saying it's kind of unfair to hammer him. He's not horrible. He's just had some injuries. And he tore the ACL, and then he hurt his foot. You know, he hurt his ankle this past year. So just kind of unfair to hammer him.
The ACL is kind of a fluke thing.
Yeah, his one full healthy year, he went to the Super Bowl.
But I think Eric's right. The new GM, and we want to hear from you, 800-636-1067, has to prioritize quarterback, and that starts with figuring out what's going on with Alex Smith. Alex Smith's going to dictate a lot of this. If Alex Smith says, I'm retiring, I'm walking away, I don't want to roll the dice on my health anymore, then it's a lot easier for Martin Mayhew and the front office.
If he says that
I want to come back because he was emboldened by this last season, then they have to make a decision. And you also have to see what Mayhew and Herney think about a guy like Taylor Heinicke. You heard from Charlie Casley. If you missed the interview, use the rewind feature on the radio.com app. He came on at 6:40 and he likened Heinicke to Flutie part two. So Flutie was in the NFL for a while, wasn't great. Then when he came back older, he was pretty successful. So if Mayhew assesses Heinicke, and I understand it's a small body of work, as Flutie-like, they may decide to go with like an interim Kyle Allen, Heinicke, let's see who wins the job in camp, and then draft somebody. That might be what they do.
I just think it's dicey. I love what I saw in the very small sample size of Heinicke, but let's also remember that in his 3 NFL appearances, he's been injured 3 times. He's got the heart of a lion, but he's got the body of a guy who's like 5'10 and 190. And I just don't know how that's going to hold up week in, week out if you settle on him as your starter.
Well,
I'd be worried about
that. But you said it right there, the big number 3.
Right.
I mean, he's had 3 NFL appearances.
Right.
I'm sorry. I need unless I'm going to draft someone and start him as a rookie and kind of groom that guy, I need someone who's got more than 3 appearances.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You may end up drafting somebody and Heinicke Allen, whoever wins, because Rivera said the mistake he made this year was he didn't have an open competition. He just handed the job to Haskins. So what he said, if he's being honest, was he's going to have an open competition. So if you have Heinicke in the room and you bring back Allen, they're both cheap, you let them battle it out to see who's better in training camp, open competition, OTAs, all of that stuff, and then you draft somebody, and then that person who you draft, you assume would take over at some point during the season if mm-hmm. they're a first-round pick.
Right.
If they go in with Heineke and Allen and a second or third round drafted guy, whoever that is, they would be spending the least money ever on quarterback in the NFL. I would think in the modern era, how could anybody have spent?
I actually would be kind of psyched for that though. If they can't get a Deshaun Watson,
you'd be able to break the bank elsewhere to upgrade. Your linebacker, bring in some stud receivers. I mean, if they can make it work, it would be a huge financial advantage.
I'm dumb enough to think that this team could win with Kyle Allen and Taylor Heineke. I actually think they could win. I actually think they could get 7, 8, 9 wins with those.
Nobody thought they'd get seven.
Nine might be a stretch.
No one thought 7 this year, obviously, so anything can happen, but I would disagree with that.
Yeah, I think they
Because next year, the division's going to be tougher because the quarterbacks are going to have they're going to have better years.
Right. I mean, this year will be coming back.
This year, every quarterback had issues in the division.
And they're playing a first place schedule too.
Yeah.
I think that only changes like two games or something.
Yeah, it's a couple games.
Well, I think they draw the Chiefs and the Packers are a couple of those games.
Yeah. Well, those will probably be losses. Yeah, for sure.
My assumption isn't that all the teams in the division all of a sudden are going to be silly. They're going to be mediocre.
They're not going to be silly. They're just going
to be. Philly's going to stink.
Well, hold on. Do you assume Dak is going to be healthy for 16 games?
Yes, but Dallas wasn't exactly
much better.
Dallas wasn't setting the world on fire when Dak was playing. He was putting up big numbers, but they weren't winning games.
Well, that's true because
they're going to come out and score 35 with Dak if he's healthy.
They're going to be much better.
I understand that.
They should be 35 on the board,
but I'm not going to all of a sudden act like they're a 10-6 team. Or
could be
10-7. Are they playing 17 games?
Well, look, you predicted they were going to the Super Bowl.
I did.
All right, so you thought they were going to be pretty good this year.
Right,
so
I was wrong.
So you're flip-flopping based on what you
Not
saw.
Not flip-flopping, I was wrong.
Well, you
also
were
bet
wrong.
On the Falcons every week.
You were wrong. in that the team ended up having a bad record, but you didn't know Dak was going to get hurt. That's my point.
That's true.
So I just think that it's going to be hard for the division to be as bad as it was this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, that's for sure. I mean, it was historically bad.
Historically bad. So, but the number one, the chore of this new executive committee, this new GM, has got to go get a quarterback.
But beyond that, I think we'd all agree, I need to see them get a receiver, probably
Absolutely.
In free agency. So you get your receiver, and then with the draft, probably get some stud linebackers, the best linebackers available. And that's how I prioritize it.
I'm going to take the biggest bag of money I can. I'm going to fly it out to Chicago, and I'm going to dump it in Allen Robinson's lap. And I'm going to say, you're going to be our number 1/2 paired up with Terry McLaurin. He'd probably be the number one. Mm-hmm. McLaurin has basically no ego. He would shift to the number 2, and then you have a legit 1-2 punch at wide
out. But see, here's the problem.
Offer him all the money.
The problem with that, Cakes, is they tried to do that last year.
I know.
And Cooper decided, I'm going to put up better numbers with Dak throwing it to me than Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, but Robinson doesn't have that option because he has Skells like Foles and Trubisky delivering him the ball.
Right, but he may get an offer from a team that's got an established quarterback.
He's going to be in
demand.
And
he knows he's going to put up numbers that way.
He's going to have a lot of suitors.
Yeah,
but money talks.
Washington has to... Well, it didn't with Cooper. Washington has to go out and get a quarterback so they can attract the offensive pieces.
Agree. Listen, you know as well as I do that more often than not, whoever brings the biggest suitcase gets the prize.
Doesn't always work with this team.
Doesn't always, but more often than not.
If I'm Mayhew
and
Herney, I'm taking the biggest suitcases ever, and I'm throwing them on the Snyder
But remember,
one,
they still have to re-sign Sheriff. That's a huge priority. And then I agree with JP 100%. I still need this defense better. It's good. It's not great. I think that was proven out in their playoff game.
You can run on them.
Yes.
And when teams run on them and come with the balance attack, it negates the defensive line.
But to me, the priority is scoring points. Offense.
Agreed.
Adding to the offense.
But at some point, you're going to run out of money. If you give Allen Robinson all the money, you give Sheriff $16, $17 million a year, whatever he's going to get.
Well,
if you go out and you give like a Jimmy Garoppolo $25 million, whatever he makes, there's just not enough money. And you still haven't even addressed the defense yet.
If I'm Marty and Marty, I'm going to say, okay, Sheriff's a good, very good player, but Are we going to give him $16.5 million a year?
They might.
I was like our first All Pro in they like might. 50 years.
Okay, I would draft another big fat guy like in the second or third round and try to groom.
Draft
him.
Another failed tackle
and
move
him
to guard.
Him, I'd pay him $900K instead of paying right. Sheriff $16 million. Okay, I'm going to duck. Kicks his teams would go 1 and 15. I've never said
well,
I'd
mine
be
would
great,
probably
I'd be
go
0
and 16.
Very impulsive, terrible GM.
Well, I think
I'd
they're
going to the
sign. I think they're going to sign Sheriff to a big deal.
I think they're going to sign Sheriff too, and he wants to be here. But that's going to be a lot of money. That you know, it's going to take up a chunk of money.
Well, look, that's why they bring these guys in. That's why they bring.
That's
the
why
Martys.
Personally, I would tidy up that defense a little bit more before I went crazy on some fancy wide receiver. I would tidy up those linebackers.
Well, maybe sure. I think you can do both, but the number one need is quarterback. You might have to pay a lot of money for one if you're going to trade for him.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Take your calls on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. How do you prioritize it? You're Martin Mayhew. You're the new GM of the Washington Football Team.
What
are your priorities? Want to hear from you? 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 on a Football Friday, talking about the Washington Football Team hiring Martin Mayhew as their next GM. Marty Herney, who we thought was going to be the GM, is going to work alongside him. Not sure that they've named the position, but they're going to be working hand in hand. And we're wondering what you think the priorities should be. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring on line one. Ben, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? You're not going to like this. I say let's be patient and wait a year. And the reason I say that is I'm just concerned that the way we've acted in the past with, like, Jason Campbell, even with RG3, that we bring a quarterback in too quick. I'd like to get one more lineman and a receiver and then go for the franchise quarterback. And I know I don't think you guys are going to be real thrilled with that.
Well, the only issue with that is, like, if you say you win 8 to 10 games next year, I don't know. Who knows where they wind up. But you're not going to be in a position to draft a franchise quarterback if you win the amount of games you're expecting to win in 2021. That guy's not going to be sitting there for you in the first round.
So my question to you, Ben, is – sorry, Cakes, to jump all over you.
It's all good.
Is Ben still there?
Yes, Ben's still here.
All right, so if you want to wait a year, who do you want to be the quarterback this year?
I would sit there and try to, you know, if we could get a Garofalo, maybe Heinicke. I think what I'm hoping for is that we can have some luck. You know what? That's why I'm not the GM.
Well, Ben,
by hard job.
Because you called him Garofalo, not Garoppolo.
Well, hold on, Ben. Let me just say this. If you go get Garofalo, it's not Garofalo. Yeah. Garofalo, that is your quarterback. That'll
right.
be your guy.
Yeah.
Like I said, as soon as I said that, I realized it wasn't a very intelligent thing to say. I would say maybe stick with Heinicke for a year and then move on.
Okay. All right.
But at least I got the idea out there of I think we have a lot of needs, and it's going to be really difficult for that team to answer this question.
Well, I can say this. I don't know who it's going to be, but there's just no way that Ron Rivera and Marty Herney and Martin Mayhew – are going to say, we're going to wait a year, and we're not going to add another quarterback.
Right.
They're going to go get somebody. Now, it might not be the guy you really want, But they're going to go get someone, whether it's a veteran, trade for one, or draft one. I don't know, but they're going to get another guy.
Do people not realize that Washington's window is you know, it's open now, but it's probably going to close in 4 years, and you don't have to, and you don't have the time to do this search and try and develop, you know, a young quarterback, because you have a Super Bowl caliber defense right now, and in 4 or 5 years, you're going to start losing pieces of it. You can't pay everyone on that defense.
Yeah, it's not like a 10-year project.
Your window is now. The division stinks now.
They need to seize upon it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have time to figure out if Heinicke is the answer or not. You don't have time to wonder if who's going to be the next guy to develop. Your window's now. You don't have that much of a runway here. You're going to have to pay McLaurin. You're going to have to pay Payne and Allen and Sweat and Chase. I mean, you're not going to have this unlimited window to figure out who your quarterback's going to be, especially in a crappy division. You should be taking advantage of this division now. You're the leader of it.
And that's what I said yesterday. I said, look, Rivera's coming in here with a 5-year deal and going, all right, well, first year is kind of a punt year. They didn't expect to make the playoffs. I mean, things just worked out that way. But in year two, year three, okay, we better be a bona fide, legitimate division-winning team. Or, you know, they'll be gone.
This is what happens when you're good. Your players get scooped up by other teams. And, you better strike while the iron's hot now. You can't.
So what do you think they should do?
You got to get a legitimate veteran. Your team is ready. Your team is ready to win.
Stafford. They're not going to be able to win the sweepstakes for Watson. Charlie says everybody that auditioned for that job in Detroit said they wanted Stafford. So those two are out. So then who?
Well, you have Fitzpatrick, Garoppolo, Cam.
So you want Fitzpatrick?
You got to get somebody in here.
Well, Fitzpatrick would just be a bridge. You'd have to get a younger guy.
And also with Fitzpatrick Fitzpatrick's going to give you some amazing highs, and then he's going to give you those catastrophic Fitz tragic lows.
Yeah.
We know this.
I'm willing to wager a dollar across the board to anybody who wants to take it. One of these three quarterbacks will be here in 2021.
Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
Jameis. Fitzmagic.
They're not going to let him go in New Orleans.
Or Trubisky. One of those three guys is going to land here. Does anybody want to take that bet?
I'll puke
on air. I'll stick my finger down my throat and puke on air.
I'll take the wager.
You're so confident.
I would like Jameis.
You're so confident you're willing to wager four quarters.
Yes.
I'll bet it.
Hey, it's like $7 across the board if everybody takes it.
Hold on. Put it in the
book. So he said Trubisky. He said Jameis. Who's the middle one?
Fitzpatrick. One of those three guys is going to be here.
But don't you agree? This whole development thing is tossed out the window.
I agree with you. I don't think Rivera.
We're not in development stages anymore.
He doesn't want to just.
I'm sorry, but last year and how the division is shaping up now, you know, you got some time to take over.
And Rivera said this right after the season. The quote was, "The quarterback is probably one of the most important things we have to get done and get established." Yeah. Meaning it's not done. It's not established.
All these pieces aren't going to be here in 5 years.
They know that they have to part with Alex Smith. They know that it's going to be difficult. They'll take a PR hit. He's a great feel-good story. But
I don't even think they'll take a PR hit. Everyone agrees. There's literally nobody that's lobbying
I don't see a big Alex Smith
start.
Faction of a bunch of flag waivers for him.
It's not even a PR hit. It's a common sense thing.
Well,
yeah. I mean, everyone loves him.
What are you worried about a PR hit for? You're trying to get better at the position.
You know what? This team has absorbed way bigger PR hits than...
They don't seem to care about PR hits.
Right.
They don't care.
I think Valdez might be overvaluing a Super Bowl defense, as he referred to it.
It's Super Bowl caliber?
Yeah,
I mean, look.
I don't think it is
yet.
It
wasn't in the wild card game.
No. I don't think it is yet. They've got quite a...
They also were exposed by the GOAT.
Right.
They need a couple linebackers, and they probably need another piece or two in the secondary.
Well, we can agree to disagree because I think it's Super Bowl caliber.
They're very good, and they're going to add to it. You know, they're going to add.
They
to it,
add to
pieces.
It. They have a
they're
shot.
They're going to get better because those four D linemen. We'd assume they'll be there next year unless they trade one for a quarterback. But they're going to get better. They got.
But no one's ever said you're a Super Bowl caliber team with Mitch Trubisky, ever.
All right,
I don't see that.
No, I'm just saying that he would be a mid-priced option that may be attractive to them. Maybe. Of course, I'm not saying it's set in stone, but look, I mean,
that's also Kyle Allen's Mitch Trubisky, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the gap between
better than Kyle Allen.
The gap between the offense and the defense is large, and you just got to do whatever you can to close it.
Yeah, yeah.
Then get in the dance, and then hopefully you make a run.
But I don't think New Orleans is going to get rid of Jameis. No way. Especially if Breeze retires, they're going to have Jameis and Taysom, and we'll figure that out. Fitzmagic, he's going to be available. I think he would be available.
Jameis is a guy who's playing on a 1 year, $1.2 million deal. He doesn't want to stay there for low money, especially if a team comes in with a decent offer, especially for him to start. He doesn't want to battle Taysom Hill. But Taysom Hill probably wins that battle, too, by the way.
I don't think so.
I don't know. We'll see.
There's a reason why Drew Brees went to him and said, it's your team now. He didn't say that to Taysom.
Well, who got the nod when Drew Brees went down? It wasn't.
I think that was an experiment. That was an experiment, and
it
was
kind of
like
race. They were putting playoff hunt.
Yeah,
experiment works out. EB. They only lost one game with him as the starter.
Yeah, but it was gross. It was kind of gross.
Taysom is making $14 million. Jameis is making $1 million. Who do you think's more in favor there? Taysom Hill.
I think Taysom
was exposed a little bit as a quarterback,
like,
in my opinion. I think
he's a dual threat. They feel like they can do more with him, but who knows? Beyond that, if you talk about the team trying to develop a quarterback, well, they're not going to try and develop Taylor Heineke. I can tell you that. They're not going to try and develop.
No, I just
Kyle
want him
Allen.
In the room. And
those
and,
guys
and
are
him.
Fine as a backup option, but they got to go out and get a guy that they think can win the division over 16 games. And
the guy might not be out there. The guy might not be up there. Maybe Garoppolo.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
You're right.
What do you have to give up to get Garoppolo?
Well, not as much, obviously, as Watson. But
you give up the 19th pick for Garoppolo?
I'll give you another name. It's a wild card.
Go ahead.
He fits because he's mobile. And you may laugh. Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, I'm out on that. That's a career backup.
I'm just throwing it out there as a name. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. He can
move around.
We got
two career backups.
I'm just throwing
it out
there.
You want to add a third career backup to the room.
I'm just saying his name will be discussed because he's not going to cost a ton of money. And he can move around in the pocket, and he can probably run the offense at a decent clip.
Look, this team is in a pickle.
They're in a pickle.
I mean, it's a major pickle because of that position.
Ross Tucker listed at least 15 teams with legitimate quarterback questions for 2021.
I totally agree with that. I'd probably list
completely.
More.
Of course. Especially now with Philip Rivers retiring.
And I'm including teams that have established vets that are kind of on their way out, like the Pittsburghs of the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, do we have John on line one? Is he there or no?
Yeah.
We got a break?
Okay.
Because we got John Feinstein.
Yeah,
Fridays with
true.
Feinstein next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.